John Hovind is at T-Mobile Arena getting set for the matchup. How are you, Johnny?
I'm doing great, Boom. How are you?
Doing really well. Let me start with this one. There was a UFC card on Saturday night, so you've been in town for several days now. You've had an opportunity to get out, walk around. Give us a scene setter. What could the mood possibly be like in Las Vegas right now?
Well, you know, obviously there's a somber, you know, sort of mood that is over the whole city right now. But it's a galvanizing tone as well, because everybody really is, you know, the hashtag is Vegas Strong, and everybody here has really come together and is very supportive. And every event that's been here has received a lot of, you know, sort of extra attention because people are wondering, you know, what's the crowd like? What's the mood like? What are the athletes like? Whether you're talking about UFC on Saturday night, and to a man, all of the athletes, all the fighters on Saturday, we're talking about, you know, wanting to put on a great performance for the city of Las Vegas. It's a little bit different, too, for UFC, I think, in the sense that a lot of the athletes live here, and you know, the sanctioning body itself is based here in Las Vegas. And then now you're getting a first professional look with the Vegas Golden Knights. The same thing this morning at the pre-skate, all the players talking about the fans and talking about the people that live here and really wanting to, you know, to make the city proud. So there's a lot of excitement, if I dare use that word, about this being the first home opener. But there's also just a sense of everybody wanting to come together and really help this city heal from such a terrible tragedy just a couple days ago.
Well, hopefully this helps to be certain, and hopefully the first couple wins for this franchise helps. And where that concert was, how far are we talking from the arena? It's walking distance.
Yeah, you're only talking about a block away. So T-Mobile Arena is right next to Monte Carlo in New York, which is at the south end of the strip. And you're really only talking about three hotels that would separate, or two hotels, before you get to Mandalay Bay. So going south, you hit the Excalibur, then you go to Luxor, and then there's Mandalay Bay. So it's walking distance. It's, you know, what, a quarter mile away. It's not that far away. It does give you a moment to pause when you're in and around town. You really can't escape it. I think the thing that probably surprised me the most when I arrived in town on Friday night is really just how many people were still here in terms of visitors. I wasn't sure what to expect. You know, I know there were a lot of hotel cancellations and people dropping out, fans from wanting to go to the fights, just looking at the secondary market on tickets. And I wasn't sure what to expect, but there were still plenty of people that, you know, still showed up and were still in town and doing their scheduled vacations or events and whatnot. So plenty of people here. And you know, obviously everybody in town, whether you live here or you're traveling just to visit here, everyone's still talking about, you know, what took place that Sunday night.
Switching to the game, John, let me ask you, you cover the Pacific Division closely. I don't think it's an accident that these teams are playing tonight. I think it's important to the league that we establish a natural rivalry here. When you look at the Pacific, you know, the California teams are spoken for. All three teams dislike each other. In the Pacific Northwest, all those Canadian clubs dislike each other. And Dallas used to be part of the Pacific, but they've got new rivalries in the Central. I'm not saying that left Arizona on an island, but geographically, it makes a ton of sense for these teams to learn to dislike each other.
It does. And also, you know, Colorado, as weird as that might sound, just because from years of coming here and playing the Kings in their annual preseason game, you know, Colorado fans are used to traveling to Las Vegas, and there's maybe a rivalry there. But, you know, yeah, you're right. Arizona, real close by. If there are two teams that are going to develop a rivalry, and what a great way to kick it off here with the home opener. And some teams that really also, you know, they need someone to hate, right? You know, Arizona, they have so many struggles over the last, what it seems like, a decade, just trying to keep that franchise alive. You know, that fan base could use a little bit of hatred towards another team. Maybe their only hatred that they have right now is towards the Kings, coincidentally, from that 2012 cup run, or playoff run, I should say. But yeah, developing a good rivalry between the Golden Knights and between the Coyotes would be good for the league. It'd be good for both markets, both franchises. And, you know, tonight is going to be a very interesting game, because with all of the survivors and first responders and people, you know, in and around the shootings that are going to take part, in the pregame ceremony, that'll set sort of a different tone. And then as the game goes on, especially after the first intermission, when you get into the second and third period, we'll have to see, you know, how nasty, how chippy it gets. Vegas has a lot to play for, too. I mean, coming out of the gates 2-0, having a chance to go, you know, 3-0 in their first three games, would really pump a lot more of excitement into this town. And you think about how quickly it's all come together with them getting a franchise, even down to the wire with their cable deal. I guess it was about 4 hours before the first game, before local fans were told that, yeah, your local cable company is going to be able to show you the game. So it's all just really happening at such a breakneck pace here in Las Vegas. Getting a big win on home ice tonight would go a long way, I think, to helping get them off on the right foot with the local fan base here.
That 2012 Western Conference Final, I remember well. It was the one where Greg Louganis was wearing 23 for the Kings. I remember that. Hey, for people who haven't...
Wait. Come on now, Boomer. What about that career-ending Charlie horse that was suffered over on the other side?
Yeah. Moving on. For people who've never been there, what can you tell them about T-Mobile Arena? You've had a chance to be in it a couple times. It sounds spectacular. How does it suit hockey?
Yeah, you know, I've been here. Unfortunately, I've seen a couple of hockey games here, seen several fights here, seen a concert, a couple or two here. It's a great arena. It's a beautiful place. It's different in the sense that, you know, when you walk into most arenas, you're walking in at loge level, if you will, and the lower bowl sort of steps down. Here, you're walking in at ice level, and you actually have to go up escalators to actually get to the top of the lower bowl. Or even higher if you want to go up to the upper bowl. So that part is really interesting. It's on a really small piece of real estate. So while there's plenty of food and concessions and stuff, I think you and I talked about this 6 months or so ago, Boom, that there's a lot to eat and a lot to do, but the lobbies are, to me, seem a little narrower than maybe what you would expect from some of the newer buildings. Not a complaint, just an observation. It's a beautiful building. They have a great outside sort of courtyard area as well that you're seeing with a lot of these newer arenas where there's, you know, fan fests and activities and stuff that are going on outside. And there's a lot planned for this evening as well. There's going to be a fan march from one of the local hotels, and they're going to sort of march over to the arena. We'll have to see how many people show up for that. And then there's the gold carpet as well. Their take on the red carpet, I guess, that's going to take place as their players arrive to the arena tonight. That goes on sometime around 4:30 here, so coming up in about 90 minutes. It's going to be a jam-packed evening with a lot of festivities, but the arena itself, love it. Just really enjoy every time I've been there and look forward to going back again tonight.
And your boy, Adrian Kempe, nobody told me he had a brother, and he's older. Mario, 29 years of age, making his NHL debut for the Coyotes tonight.
Yes, he's also a bit of an electronic dance music hound, too, from what I understand, from what Adrian was saying. So we'll have to see. How he performs and how he plays. Did get a little bit of a taste of him during the preseason. But, yes, Adrian Kempe does have a brother, yes.
And last one for you, Johnny. You kind of hinted at it off the top. What do we know about how the game is going to start? They've got it listed as a 10 o'clock Eastern start. I don't know if that's when introductions, and I don't know how elaborate they're going to be. Do we know what lead up to the actual puck drop is going to be like?
Nope, haven't heard the specifics of it. I will tell you an interesting rumor that I did hear after Morningscape this morning, unconfirmed. I've been trying to confirm it, but have been unsuccessful so far, and that is that Jason Aldean is going to do the national anthem or sing prior to the game. And if they are able to get him, that would be quite the coup, considering the dust-up that he had with UFC and Dana White over not performing on Saturday night. So we'll have to see if that's true. Regardless, though, for what I understand, they have a pretty elaborate pregame plan. Like I said earlier, it's going to involve some of the people from the shootings and in terms of first responders and some survivors and things like that. I don't have all the details on it, but, you know, knowing Las Vegas, they're going to do it. They're going to do it big. They're going to do it right. On a different note, they do have Cirque du Soleil planned to do a performance here during the first intermission. So that should be pretty entertaining. If I had to guess, you're probably looking at a good 30-minute pregame. But who knows? I haven't really received an official timeline yet. Perhaps we'll get one when we get back over to the arena today.
UFC can cut Aldean some slack. That kid's had a tough couple of weeks. We wish him the best. Hopefully everything works out. Johnny, thanks a lot for the time tonight. Appreciate it and enjoy the game.
Hey, Boom, I do just want to say a little bit of a disappointment tonight as well, though, with Shane Doan retiring and for him not to be in a Coyotes uniform. It is going to be different watching those Arizona Coyotes tonight.